And here is the bottom half screenshot of the child adolescent mental status exam. Again, please note before moving forward that the mental status exam looks exactly the same as the full assessment mental status exam. Please ensure that risk issues are documented and any necessary follow-up is thoroughly explained in a progress note, as you see boxed in here in red. So, keeping in mind the symptoms and behaviors noted for Sarah in earlier sections, where could and should we see her diagnosis supported in the mental status exam? So, again, take a moment and read the information that's in front of you. Make note of any changes with regards to the client's behaviors and symptoms. And again, ensure that the information that is noted here coincides with the information that has also been noted in the rest of the assessment.